Where in the world is Justin Wong? It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Welcome back. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has said he had given orders to end the unrest in the capital Minsk after 10 days of unrest to protest against the country's presidential election results. What happened this week saw strikes at state-owned corporations and media at Minsk as factory workers walked out of their jobs on Monday. Lukashenko himself was also heckled by workers when he visited a factory. Here's more from ITV's John Ray.
At a rally intended to show his popularity, instead boos rang out. And Alexander Lukashenko's authority visibly drained away as they told him to his face to resign. I've said everything. You can shout now, he said. He looked by turns astounded, insulted and angry. I won't beat you, he promised another opponent, but if someone starts something, we will deal with it coolly.
Lukashenko told the country's Security Council that there should no longer be any disorder of any kind in Minsk, saying people want peace and quiet, and warned that the state workers who had gone on strike or the subsequent crackdown on protests that they should not get their jobs back. But who's Lukashenko? Who is better known as Europe's last dictator? Alexander Lukashenko became the president of Belarus in 1994, which is 3 years after the country became independent from the Soviet Union in 1991. He was a former director of a collective farm during the Soviet era in Belarus, and he continued a Soviet style of economic and political rule, such as state ownership of key industries and an authoritarian rule. To maintain his hold on to power, Lukashenko frequently relied on its own secret service, the KGB, to suppress political opposition and censor media outlets. He also used referendums to amend the constitution in order to expand his authority, including scrapping term limits. Despite being strained recently when Lukashenko accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of planning to make Belarus a part of Russia, Minsk has always been on good terms with Moscow since Alexander Lukashenko became president in 1994. Just 1 year into his presidency in 1995, Lukashenko signed a treaty of friendship with then Russian President Boris Yeltsin, and in 1997 set up a supranational union with Moscow as well, although this is only in theory and in practically it has never been enacted. Other than relying on Russia for exports and energy, Belarus is also a founding member of the Russian-led Eurasian Economic Union, a project of Vladimir Putin to set up a single market consisting of former Soviet republics. Both countries have also conducted regular military drills together. But now, going back on the present, the fate of Lukashenko could play into the geopolitics especially in Eastern Europe, between Russia and the European Union, with both Moscow and Brussels will be keeping a close eye on the developments in Minsk. Just yesterday, after a three-hour virtual meeting between European leaders, the EU has decided it will no longer recognize Lukashenko as the president of Belarus and would place sanctions on officials involved in alleged election rigging, police brutality, and imprisonment of protesters. They also offered to mediate between both sides to ensure a peaceful outcome or a transition of power. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said the Belarusian elections were neither fair nor free, while President of the European Council, Charles Michel, called on Lukashenko to release hundreds of protesters.
The European Union stands in solidarity with the people of Belarus, and we don't accept impunity. The protests in Belarus are not about geopolitics. This is about the right of the people to freely elect their leadership.
Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russia said they were concerned about the EU sanctions, with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov saying foreign players are seeking to impose their own rules on the Belarusian people. But how does that affect geopolitics in one way? Well, if you want to look at, if you want to know more about the geopolitics and Eastern Europe, you have to look at a map of Belarus. Belarus is now sandwiched between Russia and the EU, EU's borders in Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia. And any major change in the Belarusian leadership could dramatically change the country's allegiance or siding to either East or West. Because in one way, if Lukashenko is made way for a more pro-European, pro-liberal politician, the EU could potentially gain a huge ally right at the doorstep of the Russian border. And vice versa, if Lukashenko was replaced by a liberal politician that are more pro-EU or pro-West or pro-the-West, Moscow could lose a significant chunk of its sphere of influence in Eastern Europe, especially considering what happens in Ukraine after the fallout of the Euromaidan protests in 2014, which protesters are demanding the resignation of pro-Russia President Yanukovych. But unlike what had happened down south in Ukraine in 2014, which protesters were demanding for closer association with Western Europe, what is happening in Minsk right now is purely anti-Lukashenko rather than pro-EU or anti-Russia. So for now, both Brussels and Moscow are playing the waiting game. While the EU, as I mentioned earlier, has already made its move, Russia has kept silent for now. Because it's kind of in a dilemma. On one side, it doesn't want to associate itself with a figure so unpopular with the locals, but on the other hand, it wants to retain someone like Lukashenko because of his pro-Russia ties. It is unlikely that Moscow will support Lukashenko to suppress any dissent in Minsk militarily, but it is likely that Russia could allow Lukashenko to fall on his sword and instead use all its might to replace him with another pro-Russia politician to stop the EU from expanding east.
Overseas experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.